You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James. And y'all, oh my goodness, I had quite a different morning today. Oh, I prayed in a different place. And I just felt the hugs of the Father all over me. And I didn't feel the perfection of routine rise up in me, which that was a blessing in itself. Because, you know, sometimes how you do a thing all the time, and then when you switch up, that perfectionist or like, oh, you're not doing it exactly this way, or, oh, you didn't kneel this many times, or you didn't raise your hand this many times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get like in this routine and feel like that's the only way that God can speak to you, or that's the only way that you can honor God and praise God. You know, like in the beginning, when you are building up your prayer life, routine and consistency is key. Matter of fact, consistency is going to always be key. Like, seeking Him first every morning, that's your consistency. But how you do it, how you actually go about doing it, once you get it down, once it becomes a lifestyle, then the Lord will release you to begin to pray in different places like He did with me this morning. And so it was such a good feeling. I just felt like He was hugging me. Like, it was just like He was just letting me know that He loves me so much. I just felt the Holy Spirit love on me in such a way that I knew nothing could distract me, nothing could disturb me, and nothing could disrupt us. As I prayed and smiled and basked in what I know without a shadow of a doubt was pure morning time prayer bliss. Ooh, can y'all just imagine, just close your eyes and just imagine the wind on your face, just like morning bliss, just coffee. Like, this is me, right? Because if you're not a coffee drinker, you're like, oh, you miss me with coffee. But just this feeling of being hugged by God, validated by God. Oh, y'all, it is blissful. Okay. It is blissful. And as I was basking in this pure morning time prayer bliss, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I will show you how much you mean to me. Now, y'all, just saying it gets me emotional, because the Lord is letting us know that He will show us how much we mean to Him. Now, of course, John 3:16 backs this up immediately. Like, that's the go-to verse when you think like, oh, the Lord loves me so much, because I know He does, because His word says that He loved me so much that He gave His one and only Son on my behalf, so that as a result, everyone who believes in the Son will not die. Instead, they will live forever with God. That's John 3:16, easy translation, right? But we know that verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the King James Version, right? So I know that scripture. But this morning, it was like, I know that scripture. But it was something more. And I was seeking more. I'm like, Lord, I know You love me, and you gave Your Son Jesus for me, and I believe in Jesus, and, you know, I have my salvation intact. Like, I got that part. But when He said, I will show you how much You mean to me, I was curious to see what He meant by that, by showing me how much I mean to Him. Guess what? I used Google. Yep, I used Google, and He led me right to the scripture. that I was intended to see. It was Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 4. And this Message translation, y'all, it's just like the Lord just blows my mind. He really does. He really shows, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders. He really does that in 2020. He's still doing miracles. He's still doing signs and wonders. Let me read to you what Isaiah 43, 1 through 4 says, Message translation. But now, God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel. Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt, with rich Cush and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. Whoo, y'all. Whoo. If that did not send goosebumps down your back, I need you to grab your phone and pull out the YouVersion app and read it for yourself. Y'all, this morning, I simply want to encourage you, especially if you've been feeling frustrated. I want to encourage you to hang on to God's unchanging hand. Hang on to his word. Cling to him even more and watch him show you how much you mean to him. I'm a living witness. I am a living witness. You are now listening to a living witness that he will orchestrate a miracle. He will orchestrate a sign. He will orchestrate a wonder just to put the icing and sprinkles on the overwhelming love he has for you. He loves you, and you mean the world to him. You mean so much to him. And that is the wrap up for today's episode of On Assignment by God. I'm just in a melancholy mood. Like I just feel so good and so, I feel so loved by God. I feel so loved because he's shown me. Like it's like God says, I just need you to hang in there with me. I won't leave you hanging. I'll never abandon you. I will never leave you hanging. And I don't know who this is for because it was for me, but I really believe that it's for someone else too, because you've been frustrated. Things have not been going the way that you thought they were going to go. But I need you to just continue to trust God. He knows you're frustrated. He knows. He knows. That's exactly what he told me. He said, "Fun, I know things are not how you want them to be right now. But I'm going to show you what you mean to me. I'm going to show you how much I love you." Y'all, he showed me. He showed me. He continues to show me. He continues to do it. And this morning, he did it by just allowing me to just feel his presence. Just, I was just able to bask in that love that he has for me. And I just felt like, I was like, "Lord, I love you too. I love you so much. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you." Ooh, y'all. Just getting emotional. I'm over here wiping tears now. Y'all probably hear me. Y'all might hear me wiping these tears. So, your assignment for today. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And don't be afraid to have that conversation with him outside of the prayer closet. When you've gotten consistent and built prayer as a lifestyle, it's okay. to hold, sometimes he wants to show you some things. So don't be afraid to come out of the prayer closet when he leads you to do so. And then number two, what signs have God shown you recently that you mean so much to him? I'm telling you, he's showing you. Sometimes we can let our frustrations blind us and we won't see it. And God will orchestrate things just so that you can see. You know what I'm saying? He'll take your blinders off. You just have to keep holding on to his unchanging hand. Keep clinging to him. He adores you. He loves you. You are his best. You are his best work. You are his best. He loves you that much. So keep hanging on, okay? And then keep on listening to the blog and the podcast, okay? I'll see y'all tomorrow.